From the Voice of America, this is Asia Weekly. ...2016 has seen a surge in nuclear and weapons tests from North Korea, despite the United Nations levying the toughest sanctions to date against Kim Jong-un and his government. What do those living in South Korea think about these policies and their results? Hi everyone, I'm Steve Miller. Since 2016 got underway, there's been a lot of talk about North Korea, its weapons programs, and the sanctions placed on the country by the United Nations. Satellite imagery also suggests that the DPRK may be preparing for a missile or nuclear test, or maybe perhaps both. Bruce Harrison reports for VOA from Seoul, South Korea. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
So I have to ask you, so much attention this year has been placed on North Korea's increasing number of tests. We've seen two nuclear tests, a number of missile launches, but a lot of the comments tend to come from think tank analysts or perhaps world leaders. But you live in Seoul. What are people in Seoul saying about North Korea with regard to so many tests this year?
I think the general refrain here in Seoul is that there's still not much more of a focus on the North despite the increased number of nuclear tests. There was a submarine launch ballistic missile test, these more intense tests. That being said, I've spoken to a lot of people, and if you do look at the public opinion polls here and take them with a grain of salt, there is a slight shift this year, I think, whereas people have traditionally, more people in this city, have viewed North Korea as a friend or a partner that should be negotiated with, coming to terms, as opposed to an enemy. From what I've heard and from what I've seen, there has been a slight shift in that. And at least the South Korean government says that's directly the result of a larger number of missile and nuclear tests in the North. And I've heard that from some people, too. They say these a large number of provocations have got them thinking more about the protections they need here at home.
Well, if you take that information with a grain of salt and you look at the larger scope of the international community, as you mentioned, there was that hardline approach, not only by the Park Geun-hye administration, but also the United States, where if North Korea is going to come to the table, it has to be with the goal of denuclearization. China has repeatedly called for resumption of the six-party talks, but that doesn't seem to be going anywhere since North Korea doesn't want to abandon its nuclear programs. Are people satisfied with collectively how the international community is addressing North Korea?
I would say no. I would say what most people hear, read in the domestic media, and read or see in the international media is that the response from the international community has not worked. We've seen over the past decade now, North Korea has continued to develop a nuclear weapons program, and it seems that sanctions, economic sanctions, financial sanctions, the main tools of the UN Security Council and the United States government and others just really haven't worked. And from what I've heard, that's pretty obvious to these people. That's not a very deep analytical level of working to prevent the North from, carrying out its goals of becoming a nuclear weapon state. But the general, view is that, at least on the surface level, no, these sanctions haven't worked. No, we're not satisfied with the international community's response. We need new policies going forward.
Have the residents proposed any new ways to deal with North Korea, to alleviate the tension, to alleviate the threat?
Of the people I've spoken to about it, I've asked them that exact question. What should South Korea do? And the answer was more or less the same. We need to re-engage North Korea to de-escalate the situation. Unfortunately for them, if that's what they want, it doesn't appear the current administration is going to allow that.
Bruce Harrison reports for VOA in Seoul. Thank you so much for sharing some of the residents' opinions with us and also for your time this week.
No problem, Steve. Thanks a lot.
What approach do you think will be most effective with North Korea to curtail its weapons programs? Send me your answer via Twitter to Steve Miller VOA or on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. Also, please share the podcast with your friends, and to get it delivered to you automatically, subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.